What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Kia Studios.
Yeah, man.
First time in a while.
Glad to be back.
Do I sound weird or do I just feel like I sound weird because like I haven't talked into this microphone for a while?
Yeah, I think you just feel that way, man. But good it's good to. What's happening, man? Yeah, it feels good to be back.
I sound
back.
Normal?
Yeah, you're fine. Huh. Feels good to be back, man. Feels good to be back in the blue deck. You know, it's not a, it's a hump, but it ain't as humpy as that those other walks to the Falcons facility. As we say, as they, we do appreciate them letting us use their facilities and all those things. But yeah, it is good to be back in the Kia studio. No doubt about it.
Agreed. Yes. Training camp for us ended yesterday. Obviously, training camp continues for the Falcons, but our broadcasts from Flowery Branch came to a close yesterday and kind of went out with a bang, huh?
Yeah, man.
Got to see some fun stuff. Obviously, the joint practices with the Titans the last couple of days and getting the work and the two most important days of training camp, really, as far as going up against ones of the other team and all that. Yep. And then they got to fighting, which is kind of fun, too.
Yeah, I mean... unless you've been in one, but no, I think, you know, a lot of times when they talk about the fight part about, you know, the practice and everything, it's just part of it. You know, it's not something that's out of the normal or anything like that because it happens so frequently and it happens at every practice, every joint practice. There's always going to be some kind of dust up and things like that. You just don't see a lot of them with the quarterback. And I think that's what the one.
Yeah, that's
that,
what yesterday, that's yesterday, why yesterday was.
Yeah, unique. That's why yesterday was different. Exactly. Because the Falcons quarterback was in the scrum and all those different things. I know we'll talk to Joe later because he was actually out there the rest of the practice. I would like to know how he performed after that, you know, because a lot of times, you know, you're still fired up and everything and you want to go out and watch this and you're not in your game. Because I know when I was leaving the restroom, you can see down there. I saw him miss a couple easy ones, you know. And so could he reprogram himself? You know, let that go and come on, and go on about it. Now, again, I understand. That word right there is a trigger for most men. Calming down, especially when we're in a combative type competition like that. You know, you call me that, it's going to be some problems. So, if Michael would have called somebody that, they would have went at him.
It's
so,
always interesting because, like, people are calling each other stuff, right? But you just can't do that one.
You get called everything, dog.
Except not that.
Don't call them that.
Okay, interesting.
And, yeah, that's just,
I don't know. Funny how there's rules.
It's amazing, isn't it? That word right there. You call us that, it's on.
Uh-huh.
You know, and most of the time when people do that, they understand that because if you called me that, it was going to be on.
Right. Like, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to trigger the person.
Yeah.
You're trying to get them to get fired up. And whether, I don't know, if it gets them off their game or maybe you want to fight.
Yeah, man.
Maybe you want to fight them.
It's just all about the, I don't know what it is. And the man, another man call you that, dog, he's just like, oh, what? What'd you say? It's just, I don't know. I don't know, but
I
will raise my hand. That's a trigger. It damn sure is, but I think that, you know, but I want to see how he was able to finish out the practice and things like that because things are going to happen in games. You know,
People might call him that.
Yeah, it's going to happen, and you're going to get flustered and things like that. How do you respond and get yourself back on track and not allow that to continue to, you know, fester and, like, or more than anything, try to be like, okay, I got your blank, and then go out there and try to do something that you shouldn't.
Well, it's funny because it seems like that's what led to it in the first place, yeah. Right? Like, there was some talking going back and forth. They were saying what they were saying, and then he did make the play that he made. And then told him about it afterwards, yeah. And then that's kind of what led to it, right? It was like, let me make a throw, and I don't know. It seemed like it was the throw that was in the realm of the play that was called. It didn't seem like he was trying to do anything crazy. It was a nice throw. It ended up being a touchdown, pretty similar to the one the day before that we saw him throw to Casey Washington. That was a touchdown too. So, I mean, from a from a base level performance on the football field standpoint, you love seeing Penix out there making those throws. And then it led to that. And then look, if you're saying you saw him kind of missing some easy ones after that, maybe he was a little juiced up. Adrenaline was still flowing. I'll say this, and I know this is something that has been a talking point in training camp and is something that needs to get cleaned up for Michael Penix. He misses easy ones.
Yes.
Like that's a that's something that he did at Washington.
Yeah, take
the it's something that we saw a little bit last year in the brief instances, but his completion percentage was not good enough. And sometimes you got to take the layups. Yeah. You got to make the layups. Mm-hmm. But again, that's something that even when he was one of the best quarterbacks in college with that offense, he'd miss some of those sometimes, whether it's a little overthrow because he's got whatever he's amped up or arm power or whatever it is. Like that's definitely a facet of the Michael Penix game, like a negative almost of the Michael Penix toolbox that he's got to get better at. And I don't know if it was emotion or whatever, but that's it. Like that's the thing that's going to be the difference between how quickly Michael Penix is at his best this season and if he's still sort of lingering behind.
Yeah, I mean, because that's what great quarterbacks make the layups. More importantly, great quarterbacks take it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I know they always make, but you take it. You don't. I mean, if it's a 7-yard check down, you dump it right to them. You know, instead of waiting. Sometimes great quarterbacks wait to see things develop. But a lot of times they just get the ball. We see a guy on TV right now, Tom taking it. Tom taking that 6-yard hook. Bam, and we're just gonna keep the drive positive.
Won't go broke taking a profit.
Exactly, and that's basically what great quarterbacks like Tom would do. So I keep saying it's finding him completions and things like that. And those are what I mean by that. Just get him something positive. Get him a positive net gain, you know. And I know because think about the deep ball. It's pretty as hell when you complete it. Mm-hmm. But damn it, it's hard as hell when you just keep doing it over and over again and you miss it. Now, do I think this team will take more deep shots than the average team? I do because of him. But at the same time, you got to be able to do the intermediate things, the intermediate routes, the short routes, the allowing your receivers and backs and everybody to take a 6-yard to go get you 16.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that, hopefully you're right. And hopefully they complete more deep balls than other teams if they're taking more of them. But I don't think that's going to be the thing that makes them a great offense.
I agree.
It's going to be
consistency.
A factor that you have. And, you know, maybe he throws a better deep ball than other guys do or whatever, and hopefully you can take advantage of that. But if the Falcons' offense is as good this season as we think that it can be, the difference is going to be Michael Penix making those easy throws, doing it consistently, having a really high completion percentage on those throws. And again, that's just something that has been, you know, that's been something that he's not been great at throughout his quarterback history. It's also something that, you know, young quarterbacks – can get better at.
Yeah.
Like Josh Allen had a terrible completion percentage early in his career.
Probably like Michael's.
Probably.
Yeah.
And it was for a couple years.
Yeah.
And then got better at it, steadily improved it, kind of snapped his finger that 1 year, I think, between year 3 and 4 and really cleaned also that up.
The guy who they brought in to help him. And Daboll.
Okay.
Helped to bring in those coordinators also to help him.
Sure.
And, you know, the thing with the coordinator here in Atlanta, he's still a young player also.
Right. I'm just saying like that. That's a guy who's now considered one of the MVP of the league last year.
Yes.
Took him a while to get there on that. Like we don't, you know, unfortunately for the Falcons and everybody over there, they don't have that kind of time.
No, they do
that
not.
Stuff's got to get cleaned up quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I think it will because he can do it, and they're going to try to do everything they can to help him. But, yeah, to me, that's the main thing. And you don't get to see a lot of that even in the joint practices and the scrimmage kind of stuff that we get to see. We're not going to know how that looks until – Week Sunday. One against Tampa Bay.
Yep, because they're not gonna. We're not gonna see them.
Not gonna see them again.
We're not gonna see them again. You said it. We're not gonna be up there. So obviously, we'll just have the eyes and ears of our guys up there, Joe and Chap, But, yeah, I mean, we won't get an opportunity, and he won't get another opportunity to go against another defense until that day also. I mean, you can go against the scout team and the look team and study as much film as humanly possible, but until you're out there with the live guy, with the ones of Tampa, and them moving around and doing things like that, because the great thing about him, he is still technically, I would say, a rookie quarterback, but they got three game film, three tapes on. You know, they didn't see a lot of them in the preseason. So when you look at where Tampa, when they start their studying for the Falcons, they're going to look at the last three games of last year. And just like a lot of other teams do, unless it's a completely different scheme or something like that. But everything pretty much is the same here from his last three starts outside of the defensive guys. But pretty much, no, not pretty much, the whole damn offense is exactly what it was his last three starts.
And even Neusel was the center.
Yeah. And so you got an opportunity, you go back and look at those games, and then that's what you talk about. What do you have in your tool belt if you're Zach Robinson? What did you learn from there, and how do you, you know, get away from some of the tendencies that you might have had last year? We know the tendency, and we talked about it before camp. We know that when Michael was in there, nobody threw more deep shots or plus 15 balls than Michael. Nobody in the league when he started those last three games. We know that Drake London was targeted 40 times when Michael Penix was a quarterback. So, I mean, these are things where, you know, they're going to have to find ways to move him around. And then sometimes, you know, you might know what we're doing, but we're still going to beat you. You know, I mean, most players are just, you know, they're just it's an indefensible guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be part of what the Falcons offense has this year, hopefully, right? Like, if they're as good as they can be, you're going to run right behind Lindstrom and McGarry a lot.
Yes.
Teams are going to know you're going to do it, and you're still going to do it
because
those guys are good enough to get positive yards, and Bijan's good enough to run behind him and get it.
Exactly.
They're going to run that little route to Drake over the middle that gets him 15 yards every single time.
Yep.
They're going to run it, and they're going to do it, and it's going to work because they've worked on it so much, and they're so in such a well-oiled machine. And I don't have any doubt that a lot of that stuff's going to work out. It is a little bit of a bummer that starting now, like yesterday, we got to see him do it, right?
Right.
You're not going to see any of those guys do it again until the first game.
Like,
that's a long time, man.
Yeah, man.
They don't play Tampa until September 7th.
Yeah.
Damn. It's August 14th.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Yeah. Damn.
I enjoyed the last 2 days.
Yeah, it was good to see.
It was fun.
Even though, I mean, I think
it was fun to watch.
We took in a total of maybe 8 plays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then we get to see the videos and stuff, you know?
We took in a total of 8 plays.
And everyone was enthusiastic about how they looked and all that.
Yeah, man. But I think, you
hopefully you enjoyed it because 3 weeks until you're going to see that again.
This game that's going to be tomorrow against Tennessee is going to be the exact same dudes that played against Detroit. I think Kuz might be the only thing. I think Kuz kicking this game.
Right.
Other than that, everybody that you saw last game is going to see this game. I do not believe Kirk Cousins is going to play. I do not believe they're going to put Kirk Cousins
even making it sound like he might?
I don't know, man.
What's that about?
Now, we go in there and Kirk want to play and, like, you know, let's see if we can get some tape on him. I don't know.
Maybe.
I wouldn't put him behind a second offensive line.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, because I agree with you. Like, I don't think he will play. I mean, maybe he will, and, you know, we'll just be wrong about that. But, like, if he is not going to, why even mention pretend it. Like you're thinking that
maybe
he might?
Maybe somebody asked him.
Are they worried he's going to transfer? Like,
I
this
don't
feels
know.
Like one of the this feels like the college camps that all these all these coaches know who their starters are.
Yeah.
Come on, Ohio State.
Yeah.
Julian Sain's going to be the starter.
Yeah.
I get it. You don't want the other guy to leave and all that.
But he can't leave
Kirk
now.
Kirk can't leave.
He can't leave now. Oh,
yeah, but he can pout or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you never know what it is. Somebody will throw some NIL money at him to.
But that's what that's always, you know, I always go back to one of our first ever conversations here. Like, be aware. Okay, you see this guy's taking all the first team reps. He's taking 7. You get 3. Like, that right there on the wall? I know what he told your mom and daddy. I do. I understand.
But he hasn't announced it yet.
I understand. He has announced it.
He hasn't told the assembled media yet.
There's still a time. There's still hope.
He's getting all the reps with the ones.
Yeah,
and when I come in, all the backups are in.
Yeah. But yet, he told my mom and him, when he's recruiting me, that I was going to have the opportunity to start as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is, in some of these cases, the freshmen are going to start.
Yes.
But they're placating the veteran backup. Because they don't want them to leave either.
Yes, that's what it
like,
is.
We need you.
Yeah.
We need you.
I know,
we need you in there.
I know I told you that you were going to have a fair competition with this 5-star. I know that you're a 3-star and you've developed in our program for 3 years. We're not saying he's better than you. We're just going to go with him right now.
Has to be the most annoying thing in the, I don't know, there's a lot of things annoying probably in the lives of college football coaches right now, but feelings management.
Yeah, man.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here. Kick off the show on a Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And the game.
Obviously, Mooney, you know, we'll have him back coming up in the season. I feel like he should be back week one. Not sure as far as that. I'm not going to talk too much about that. But he's been doing good with his recovery and stuff like that. So we definitely know we have him as well. And he's going to be a big-time playmaker for us.
So that's Michael Penix yesterday after practice. Talked about a whole bunch of stuff, obviously talked about what led to the dust up on the field with the Titans and all that. But he was asked about Darnell Mooney there. Sounds optimistic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he meant to say or slipped up or whatever, but sounds like he's pretty optimistic that Darnell Mooney is going to be back for week one, which I would hope, because he got hurt the first day of training camp.
Yep.
And they kind of gave us the idea that it was going to be 2 weeks or so.
Right.
And we still haven't really heard. They don't have to tell us. They'll tell us probably when there's good news. I don't know if there's some, like, if they're like a little procedure happened or whatever. We have no idea. We have no idea what's going on with Darnell Mooney other than that he's not out there. But Penix was asked about him and said should have him for week one, which is great because that's the next time Penix would be throwing to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he's going to be playing in preseason games. Darnell Mooney's not playing in a preseason game. So as long as he's back for week one and healthy. Great.
Yeah, man. It just sucks because you don't want him to miss all the camp that he did. And that's more not necessarily for the chemistry part, just for him being acclimated, being, you know, as they like to say, hit the ground running. You know, you always worry about all guys who miss out on a lot of camp time and then got to get ready for the season. I mean, it's a hard thing to do when you're not, you know, because everybody's coming out of camp body right now. You know what I mean? And he hasn't actually been through it. And so he's got to get over the initial soreness. And then you always worry about pulls. And you know, and so I know he's been doing stuff on the rehab or whatever, and all those different things, rehab and treatment. But it's not like, you know, there's nothing like being out there, especially for guys like him, those skill guys, those fast twitch guys. Something always goes wrong when they miss a lot of time with camp. So hopefully he's back out there sooner rather than later. I don't know if Michael was supposed to say what he said.
It seems like he wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know if he's supposed to say what he said, but I mean, that's one of those where you just talking. He's probably still jacked up because it was yesterday afternoon, so he's probably still just like, I don't know what happened, man. But yeah, Darnell gonna be back week one. just randomly might have just said something.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't know that it's like a huge deal that he spilled the beans a little bit that a guy might be back week one. And if he's not, I also don't know that. What Penix, you know what I mean? Like what Penix said yesterday, I don't feel like is like that big of a deal.
No.
Other than maybe the guy might be back week one, which is good. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I don't think there's like medical. I don't think he broke like HIPAA laws yesterday or anything like that. You know what I mean?
You know how these coaches are, man. You know,
sure. Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
You know,
okay.
You know how they are.
Okay.
Man.
I don't want the coaches to be mad at him.
Yeah, and
that's like
not necessarily mad at him. It'd be one of those things where if Ross asked about. Because he's gonna,
which he was. Yeah, Penix said Mooney be back week one,
and he didn't say that.
He didn't answer.
No, he didn't answer like that. That's what I'm talking about. Then obviously the Dave Bastey will go to Michael. Can't no. Ross are more direct guy. Hey man, don't be telling folks what the hell's going on over here. You know what I mean? Don't be telling folks because we're 3 weeks away from the season and some change. Mm-hmm. We don't want anybody to get any kind of competitive advantage on us. All right, by saying Mooney's gonna be back for game one. You know, that's what they do. They try to find the littlest thing. The littlest thing in the world can get you beat if you give up too much information.
Okay. I like that little last part because I was going to ask you.
Yeah. According to coaches.
What competitive advantage do you think would be gained?
None.
By knowing that the Falcons' number two wide receiver would be healthy?
None. None whatsoever.
It's just like college coaches with their depth charts and stuff like that. Like, all right. I hope, I don't know. I hope he didn't get sent to the principal's office on that one. We all hope Darnell Mooney's back for week one.
Yeah.
all right, let's hear Michael Harris do something fun again. He's really hitting the baseball.
Oh, hit the center field, hit well. Back goes Mullins to the warning track at the wall, and
it's out.
It's out of here.
Aww.
It's a grand slam for Michael Harris, and the Braves take the lead 9-6.
Hey, Dad, the Braves just scored some runs. I'm like, all right, man. Let me finish. I'm doing something right now. Hey, Dad, my base is loaded again. Michael Harris is up. All right, let me come in here and watch it. Ka-plow! Like, well, damn. I mean, was it just the stance? Was it just adjusting his hands? Like, it's unreal how great Michael is playing right now, man. And for them to go
Can I give you the lamest answer ever?
Let me hear it.
It's baseball.
Yeah.
You know how baseball is.
Yeah.
It's whatever percent that and whatever percent mental added together that he believes it was for sure. Like Michael Harris 100% believes that the reason why the first 100 games of the season went the way they went because he was standing like that. Now he's standing like that.
I believe it.
Sure.
Let me go with you.
Of course.
Yeah.
He's batting 330 and hitting home runs every single night. Like it's just like anything. We talked about, I don't remember what it was yesterday we talked about, but like the Penix's teammates talking about him getting in the fight and scrappy and they believe in him and all that kind of stuff. Like, everything can mean whatever you decide it means, as long as you believe it. Like, perception is reality. And whatever Michael Harris did, we know that he adjusted his stance a little bit and his approach a little bit and certainly had some time during the All-Star break to do that, which if anyone's like, why didn't he just do it earlier? Well, you can't just, it's not that simple. You can't just flip a switch. So he was able to work on it a little bit. But whatever it is, it's working. And the fact that it's working is giving him confidence. Confidence is the most important thing in terms of being a hitter. And if the adjustment at the plate is what it took for all of that stuff to happen, then great. Like Michael Harris was batting like .210 not that long ago.
Yes.
And now he's batting .246, and every time he comes up, it feels like something cool is going to happen.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. Between him and something we also mentioned, between him and that damn Marcel Ozuna, boy, I just say he's on one now, huh? That's all we need.
Was hurt.
What's this say? Ain't nothing wrong with that hip now?
Not now.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that hip now. And
he was in the lineup every night for 2.5 months hurt and looked like it.
Yeah, now he's.
But now he's healthy and looks like it.
Yeah, man, and he's raking right now. It's always, let's just say, take the good with the good. You know what I mean? I'm not taking the bad, but I know the bad is going to happen because this team is just flawed the way they are. But it was good to see the differences when we talk about Marcel getting that hit. I mean, so Marcel hitting the way he's hit, even though it's a real big possibility he won't be on this squad next year. But Michael's going to be here.
Yeah.
Michael's going to be here for years to come. And for him to bounce back the way he has, Buck, it just says a lot about his awareness of himself. Obviously, he knows he's playing like crap, and his ability to work his ass off to get it fixed. And you've seen that hard work that he's did in that break time to get where he is right now.
Yeah, I mean, the Michael Harris stuff is really exciting because he's going to be your center fielder for years.
Yes.
And he's still such a young player.
Yes.
There's going to be ups and downs. Those downs at the beginning of this year, not even the beginning, like the first two-thirds of this year,
was
really tough. I mean, never in a million years would anyone have thought there would be legitimate conversations about sending Michael Harris to
Michael
Gwinnett.
Harris.
But it
was. And he ain't hurt.
But it was. Like, that really was discussed. Like, Snit was asked about that. Alex Anthopoulos was asked about that by media. And it seems like they never really took it seriously. Yeah. And clearly this is why. But he's going to be your opening day center fielder next year.
Yes.
So him doing this, and hopefully it carries over and all that. I know the Ozuna one's frustrating because pretty good chance he's not here no matter what.
And I love me some Marcel.
Yeah,
I
hope he hits 20 home runs the rest of the year and gets paid $100 million in free agency. But it's pretty likely he's not going to do it here. So you didn't get anything for him at the deadline.
So what do you do then?
Now he's leaving.
If we are like fast tracking it to next year, what do you do? Do you just go with the double catches in each off day somebody DH?
No, I got to try to get a
That's what I'm
DH.
Saying. I would think you want to go try and find your guy.
Okay. I got to try to get an everyday DH.
Okay.
And then maybe, I don't know, maybe you kind of rotate it a little bit because you do want to have Baldwin's bat in the lineup as often as possible. So maybe he gets a day a week at DH or something like that. And I don't know. I also would consider, you know.
Moving Sean Murphy.
Yeah, I would take some phone calls, see what people think. But again, like Grant said yesterday, that's as good of a 1-2 punch. A lot of teams go with the 1-2 punch at catcher these days. As anybody has, so
but
that's not really a problem spot.
I think that's the thing with that is because so many teams are going with it,
mm-hmm.
and if you have, because it's not a bad problem.
Well, that's what the Braves have done in the Alex Anthopoulos era. They've had two catches.
They've had two catches, but the other one, the second catcher. I mean, Darnold was good. Darnold was clutch and things like that, but not as good as this kid. Like. It wasn't one of those things where, we got to get Travis Darnold on the field. No, you got to get this guy in.
Well, and then every once in a while he'd get real hot, and you'd find reasons to get him in there more. And, this does feel a little bit different than that, just with the young catcher. But again, like, that's a spot that if you don't do anything, that's okay. You're going to have to do something at DH. You have to do something at shortstop. Like, you have to do something in the bullpen, right? Like, there's spots that you obviously have to upgrade. But yeah, I don't know. I would keep an open mind with Sean Murphy, though.
And I'm sure they will get calls. I'm sure they will, because he is a all-star level catcher, in my opinion. You know, I know that
has been.
But the biggest thing around here is that he's been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it seems like he's always. But we know that he's a high level player. His pop time is one of the best in baseball, and I'm sure that it'll be something you consider in looking at from the fact of what's your depth at the position behind Baldwin. As far as a catcher position.
Right. Because if you trade him, then you go him and who? Then it's Baldwin and who?
Yes.
You know, then that's almost like it felt at the beginning of this year when it was Murphy and Trump.
Right.
Like, that's not a great duo. No one had any idea Baldwin was going to do what he did as quickly as he did and then be up here all year and likely win the Rookie of the Year. So that part of it ended up working out pretty good. Not a lot of other stuff did this year for the Braves, but that part of it ended up working out pretty good. And they beat the Mets last night.
Yes.
So the Mets have lost 8 out of 9. Their tailspin continues, right? Like, the Mets were up last night, 5-0 or something like that?
Yes, they were.
And for the Braves to come back and get them, like, they were up 6-0. The Braves came back and beat them.
But, yeah.
That's great.
So much for all them fireworks.
Yeah.
Dork.
Used all those fireworks the other night.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're sitting there with, like, big-ass rain delay. I'm like, oh, hell. What time is this thing going to start? You know? But, I mean, the funniest part of the game was the damn Juan. Because when he strikes out, damn, he looks bad. It looked like he goes to a knee. Damn, about to fall back on his back when he strikes out because he's swinging for a damn Queens.
He got one.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, he did.
he got one of them.
So damn good.
Yeah.
Did you see the catch by the fan?
Yeah.
Oh, man. The catch by the fan who was wearing the Soto jersey when he caught it was okay.
Yeah. Yeah, fine.
Yeah, it was okay.
It's fine.
Yeah,
we'll only give half credit for anything Mets related.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, beat him and take the series, you know? Might as well. Again, that's what it is.
Yes.
Like, that's what this is. Oh, cool. Bryce Elder's on the mound. Against Kodai Senga tonight.
Are we like
I'm just happy. Happy when there's a pitcher who's pitching that I've heard of.
That's
what I'm happy about.
Yeah, man.
When it's not some random guy like, you know, Carlos Carrasco or whatever.
He's gone.
Like, did you get rid of him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's out of here. Wow. Yeah. Like,
I mean, it was really bad
last night. Get out of here, man. Oh, real quick.
You know how bad you have to be for this Braves team to get rid of you?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if I know that, and I'm the Carrasco and them other dudes, and, like, I know that I'm only here for a start, maybe.
Yeah.
Why am I going to, like, leave my house?
I don't know. How much does a start
earn you? What's your 20 grand?
I don't know. Probably, I bet it's more than that.
You think so?
I have no idea. But I bet it's more than that.
Okay.
I'll start for them for 20 grand if they want.
Also, Andy, shout out to the Dream last night. Beat Seattle 85-75. Ryan Howard went off a lot, and Miss Gray just keeps balling, man. Six straight wins.
Night off tonight. Then they take on Vancouver tomorrow. That little Pacific Northwest. Oh, they take on Seattle in Vancouver? Oh, okay. Cool. They headed up there to do it.
Okay.
Well, international
Vancouver's
flavor
awesome.
Of the game.
Vancouver's an awesome city.
It is a really fun awesome city. And it's a short drive from Seattle, too. So.
Yeah.
Good.
About three hours. We flew up there. So you can drive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess. I don't know. I don't think it's hard to get over the border.
Oh, I know. I don't know. I was curious. Because I was like, is it a ferry ride over there? Or is it?
No, you drive right up there.
Okay.
You drive right up through. It's a good drive. Pretty. All right. We're going to come back. We'll talk a little college football on the other side. Bill Bender is going to join us later in the show as well. We always love chatting with Bill Bender from Sporting News, one of our favorite college football guys. At 12:20, we'll get to an NFL no huddle at noon. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Want
to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That guy. conditioning coach for sure. That's Deuce Gruden, right?
Wow. Pete Carroll with a takedown.
Dude, that was one of the funny things about joint practice the last couple of days was it's not just the Titans players and coaches that are here. It's their whole it's their whole crew.
Right.
And you know, strength and conditioning coaches are territorial.
Yes, they are.
This is our weight room.
Yes.
This is where we do our cold tub stuff. But then the Titans guys are there too. And there was a lot of testosterone and chests out walking around. Yeah. You can tell. And they obviously, it's an important job. Folks do great work and they go to school for it. I'm not trying to like belittle the job of that. But there's a lot of funny competitiveness between strength and conditioning coaches in the NFL.
Because
you can see them coming from a mile away.
I tell you why. Because of joint practice. And I remember being in joint practice, like when we played, when we went against Tennessee, they had, like, it was like three buses would bring you over. And if you wanted to stay at the practice workout, it would be a later bus to take you and everything. And so you would go in their weight room and you would see their program and all that stuff like that. And so the other our strength coach is with us because we're working out. And he look at that. Hey, look at that crap right there.
Look at that soft ass program.
Look at that soft ass program.
What is that for the
literally
kickers?
Literally heard them say this, all right? Literally heard them,
of course.
Literally heard our strength coach say this about their strength coach and their damn look at these ragged ass weights. Now, we went to Dallas. With the Dallas weight room.
Yeah, maybe not quite as much trash talk.
It's a little different story.
Yeah.
A little different story because that thing was nice. But but that's the only thing. Like, you don't get to use their tubs and everything. But they'll let you use the weight room and stuff like that. But you better not get in their – you better don't go in another team's cold tub. You're like, you go in the cold tub and it's a damn Tennessee Titan in the cold tub with Michael Penix. No, they don't have it. No, you can use the weight room. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, you can
that's
use the
good.
Weight room.
That,
yeah, you can use the weight room.
That's a funny rule that you don't know about unless you know about it. That's really great. Uh-uh. Mike Johnson was telling me a story yesterday. I don't know if he told it on the air or not, but I'm sure it's fine to relay it, about when they had joint practice with the Patriots and Brady was there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I guess he just got the weight room to himself.
Oh, really?
For some period of time. And then, like, the Falcons linemen found out about it, and they were like, come on. Like, we know he's Tom Brady, but let's not just bow down to the guy entirely in our house. And they put a stop to it, I guess.
Oh, yeah. There's no freaking
way. It was a very funny
story. It had to be a lineman. I just told you, I saw a picture because of joint practice they're having the Browns and the Eagles. And they showed a great picture of, like, the Eagles linemen and the lineman for the Browns. It's a cooler full of beer, and you just got fat guys sitting out there drinking Miller Lite.
That's awesome.
What's better than that right there?
Nothing, man.
Freaking awesome.
Just like, all right, like, swords down.
I'm just telling
you. Swords down for a minute.
My first experience with that bunk, I'll never – we were playing the Titans. I was in Miami playing the Titans, and we go in the locker room after the game, and there's this big-ass keg. And everybody was just drinking beer after the game. I was like, this is – so damn cool. I don't know why I thought it was going, but that's also when I found out, like, that Priest can drink. They had no clue.
Priest Holmes?
No, Priest.
Oh, Priest.
We had a team. We had
my bad.
Priest. And Father Leo.
I was in football mode. I was like, tell me about Priest Holmes drinking.
Father Leo was in line to get the damn brew. Like, I was like, hold on.
Yeah, I think it's different rules for different denominations.
I was like, you can drink Father Leo? Yeah. I like a cold drink. Now and then.
Right.
After he goes for a second one.
Okay. I was going to say, and a lot of times that probably is what it is. Like, those are the type of people that can have one.
Did not know.
A month.
Did not know.
You know? And then they're good. And then there's others of us who can't do
did
it
not
like that.
Know.
Hey, this Friday, and I believe that's tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday. At McDonald's on Evans Mill Road in Lithonia. Join us for a special broadcast of the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll be getting you ready for the start of the weekend while enjoying a great McDonald's breakfast. That's the morning shift Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. at McDonald's on Evans Mill Road in Lithonia.
Squidbilly gonna be in Lithonia.
92.9 The Game. I believe you will.
That's a long hump from up
there. I believe you will.
That's a long hump from up there.
What's your order at McDonald's for breakfast?
Because we do, on the weekend, we'll do McDonald's probably every Saturday. While I'm up, I just go get it. While everybody's asleep, I get the sausage, egg and cheese McMuffin. I get that. She likes that also. Hash browns with extra hash browns, two coffees, and two orders of hotcakes.
Oh, okay.
Depending on who's at the house.
But nothing specific.
Yeah, depending who's at the house, that's what I get. And you know me, I don't like breakfast. I mean, I don't know why. I don't like it. If I eat too early, I feel weird. Because we do this new thing. We have men have breakfast on Sunday morning. And I just have coffee. You go ahead, you eat, I'll just have coffee. Because every time I eat breakfast, and it's always Waffle House, I like late night Waffle House. I don't like breakfast Waffle House.
Interesting.
I'm sorry. I just no. Huh. I'm a night Waffle House guy.
Huh.
Like, right. I like to be in there with Shirley.
I like the sausage biscuit with egg.
Yes.
You get the hash brown.
Mm-hmm.
Then you bite the hash brown into a circle
okay.
that's shaped like the egg.
You put
thing,
it on there.
And then you put it on there.
Nice.
And then you have a hash brown on your biscuit.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Nice. I like it.
That's the way that I do it.
I like it.
All right. What else did we need to tell you about? We'll get back into some NFL stuff in about 15 minutes. NFL No Huddle. I know there's some rumors going around. The Falcons may be signing a corner today. If that happens, we will let you know. But we'll talk a bit about those rumors coming up in 15 minutes as well. You had a list
yes.
of, and you asked me, about one of the coaches
yeah,
of the ten,
yeah.
top 10 coaches yes. or jobs yeah, this, or what going this, into this year.
Yeah, this is a random head coach, top 50 head coaches in college football.
Okay. List.
And you know, obviously Kirby's number one, Dabble's two, Ryan Day is three, Sarkis four, Marcus Freeman is five, Dan Lanning is six, and Kellen DeBoer is seven. And I asked you, I said, is Kellen DeBoer a top 10 coach? You know he has a top 10 job.
Certainly has a top 10 job.
But is he a top 10 coach? Followed by James Franklin, Brian Kelly, and Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, and I don't really have a problem with any of those guys. Like, I want a little bit of the order. I could debate a bit. But, yeah, I mean, obviously the guys at the top are going to be at the top.
Yeah.
I mean, Kirby and Dabo are the only ones active with multiple, and Ryan Day is the only other one active that has one.
Yeah.
So those are going to be the top three. On down after that, I guess what? Like, what do you do? Do you rank it by most recent success? I guess, because Sark's a better coach than Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah. I'm just looking okay. at like I was because you try to find specific coaches like they got Bill Belichick as number 21.
Okay.
Yeah. So you were like,
so right. That's obviously
yeah.
do something in college first sort
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah.
But like my thing is just I guess I don't know. Is it hype going into this year? Is it total body of work?
That's what I'm
like,
saying. I don't know. I'd be anxious to talk to Bill Bender about it
mm-hmm.
because you look at these programs like. When you look at where Texas is, I keep saying, well, why is Texas the overwhelming favorite? What have they done? I know they've taken progress and back-to-back semifinals and everything, and that is worth something.
Yeah.
I understand that.
It's definitely a step yes. up from where they
yes.
were.
Yes, I understand right where it is, and I'm not upset that people are calling them a favorite. They should be. I mean, but I keep asking why, because they lost their whole offensive line. They mm-hmm. lost a lot of skilled players.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new quarterback. I mean, let's call it what it is. Like, Arch ain't played no high-level football. And when the games that he did play high-level didn't look good.
Right.
You know, and I know, again, that's just my opinion well, about it.
No, and it's a correct opinion. Yeah. I think my answer to that is sort of twofold. And I don't like either one of the answers, but right. I think it's what it is. Somebody has to be the favorite.
Yes.
Because it's just kind of, you know, there's arguments for and against all the teams in the top. How deep can you go? Six, seven, eight?
Yeah.
10, I don't know. How many teams deep you think you could make an argument that could win a national championship?
Five?
Okay. Yeah. Well, then somebody has to be the favorite.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Texas has a Manning.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only, right?
But I think,
to me, that's the only reason that I can think of.
And I was thinking about this the other day. Because
ahead of Penn State or when we were
talking,
Clemson.
We were talking about it last week as far as him, and talking about the quarterback, like, coming back for school. Like, think about that family and their process of everything. They get what they want. And they were very strategic at it.
Right.
You look at Peyton Manning. Peyton was going to be the number one pick in the draft no matter when he left.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to play for the damn Jets.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, you know what? I'll go back to school. Eli Manning would have been the number one pick the previous year. But then he comes back to school. It's like, I don't want to play for the Chargers.
Yeah. He came out the year and didn't want to play for the team that was going to take him and didn't play for them.
Yeah, I want to play for the Chargers. So, no. Dad, y'all get it done. I don't want to play for the Chargers. I want to play in New York City. Bam, get it done. So that's why when they have a process behind something, because they always do,
mm-hmm.
they never ever cheat that process, lets you know that Art's going to be here for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it seems like.
Not only that, but also, like, it would surprise me more if he wasn't good than if he was.
Yes.
And not just because you've seen him a little bit, and obviously there was a lot of hype coming in and all that. I just mean, when they think they're right about something, they mm-hmm. tend to be.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, even Peyton Manning got cut by the Colts.
Yes.
And he was like, I'm not done. I'm like, next surgery, we got to go.
He came back
and threw 55 touchdowns, like, the next year and won a Super Bowl in Denver.
Yes.
Like, they just they tend to be right about the quarterback position and the process by which they go about things. But I think that's what it is. I mean, I think if his last name was Bunker, I think they'd probably be sixth or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Archie Bunker, that'd be tough.
That would be really tough.
That would actually really suck.
That would
suck.
Be really, really tough.
You know how many jokes I heard about that in all through school? You always knew how old a teacher was based on if they made that joke or not.
Really?
Any relation to Archie?
They were really, do they?
Every single year on the first day of school. Every single year. Andy Bunker, any relation to Archie? No, not related to a fictional TV character.
Okay.
Good one.
I'm over here looking up famous bunkers, and all they're showing me is like war bunkers.
Which one?
Bunker Hill.
Yeah, we got that.
Road bunker at St. Andrews.
Yeah, you got the road bunker at St. Andrews, of course. And then military bunkers.
Yes.
Bunker Hill is a good one.
Yes.
Archie Bunker.
Yes.
And
Andy Bunker.
And me.
Hell yeah. Andy Bunker.
I have surpassed another guy named Andrew Bunker, who is like a physicist at Oxford.
What you mean you passed him?
On Google. If you Google Andy Bunker, I come up first.
Oh, word?
Yeah, so whatever physics he was doing can
you know what?
Blanket.
You know what I mean?
Because what we're doing over here is better.
Generation X.
Yeah. Man. What are you curing stuff?
Yeah.
Cool.
We're curing stuff.
So, yeah, we are. We're curing...
the hunger for sports.
We're curing boring drives.
Yeah, the hunger.
You're not having a boring drive.
Yeah, we cure the hunger for sports.
We're curing the dog days of summer. That's what we're over here curing.
Hell yeah.
Take that, Andy Bunker of Oxford. All that to say, that's the best I can come up with as far as why they're the...
Okay.
I also don't think, and maybe this is a prisoner of the moment, whatever. Maybe it is. How many guys have there ever been this much hype for?
How many guys has it been this much hype for?
Yeah. Oh, man. Like, this feels, even in an age of, I know Tebow and... I don't know who else do we think of that had any sort of level of hype like this? I can't think of anything like this.
As far as team or player?
Player.
Oh man, there's been some hype. There's been a lot of, I think because of where we are, like when Tebow came back, I mean, that was all when Peyton came back,
mm-hmm.
like they damn near had a national holiday when Peyton came back. I mean, and you're just talking about returning guys.
Well, he's not even really returning. He's kind of returning.
Kind of returning. But
he's kind of returning. Started.
But, yeah, I can go that. I go Tebow definitely when Peyton came back. Because it's usually the quarterback.
Almost always.
It's not a receiver or something like that. It's usually a quarterback when they decide mm-hmm. to come back for their senior year or something like that.
It just feels like level of hype that's almost unprecedented.
Yes.
And then if he goes out there week one
and balls
against Ohio State,
yes.
everyone's watching.
Yes.
Whatever you think the hype is at right now, it's going to become insufferable.
Yes, it is going to be a different thing because they need him to go do that. They need him to play well in Ohio mm-hmm. State because Ohio State, I mean, I know what they lost. But
Ohio State's favored in that game, by the way.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Number one team in the country, underdogs in the first game.
Wow.
Now, it's in Columbus.
Yeah, I know it's in Columbus, but still.
Maybe they're not the number one team. Yeah.
I would have thought that what's it? What is it?
I don't know.
It's
close.
Be a field goal.
It's
okay.
close.
Yeah, it's got to be just a field goal.
But,
like that.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
But that kind of speaks to what we said before was like somebody has to be the number one team.
Yeah.
Right?
And they pick Texas.
And I don't argue. Like, it's fine. I think all the teams around the top are similar.
And I think that more than anything, a lot similar. And I go with you as far as they got to put somebody there. But that's why I keep asking, why is Texas number one? I'm not saying Georgia should be number one.
Because if they would have put Penn State number one, I'd have been like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I would have been more at Penn State. But now I go back to, am I listening to what other people are saying about Penn State? I think Penn State's going to be good because of all the talent they brought back. But they still got the guy on the sideline.
Yeah, right. Where was he ranked? Where was James Franklin?
James Franklin was number 8. He was right behind Kevin.
Okay. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. Hour number one of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Thanks for being with us on a Trillville Thursday. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.